Blog Talk Radio. Unmuted.
Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my drown in your laughter. Let me die in your arms. Let me lay down beside you. Let me always be with you. Come, let me love you. Come, love me.
Oh, that is a favorite. Thank you, whoever called that song forward. Hello, everybody. Welcome, dear family, around our beautiful planet, Terra. Draw close and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is July 24th, 2016. And our program today is all about giving, according to that's with us today, of course, is Catherine and Christine. This is Meg. We also have with us our dear family, Sananda, Archangel Michael, Owen, I think Saint Germain is here with us as well. And you never know who's going to pop in to say hello, so we're always open. So with that, everybody, let's light up our individual pillars of light, our beautiful blue diamond, the mind of Mother and Father God, our pink diamond and our heart, the love and the heart of Mother and Father God, our white diamond and our solar plexus, the will of God. And that is your beautiful pillar, that is you. Staying in your individual pillars, reach down and connect with the crystal core of the planet and feel her love for you. Reach up through your crown chakra and clasp hands with our Mother and Father and feel their honey love coming down. Staying in your pillars, reach out and hold hands with your family members on this call and who will be listening in our company of heaven. And with that, we are one. A couple of ways that you can connect with us, of course, through our website, whoneedslight.org. There you'll find Dr. Catherine May's book, Who Needs Light, archived channel messages going back 2 and 3 years. You can also sign up for our New Earth Times newsletter. You'll see a sign-up button at the top of the website. Our Facebook page is Who Needs Light. The alternative health news Facebook page is Wisdom Within - Meg Davis. And today, as promised on last show, I'm going to give you the numbers of our start meeting. So for those of you who would like to listen in on your phone, there's a way to do that. You can call into the start meeting conference call with this number, 701-801-1220. And then you'll type in the numbers 856-768-151#. And that way you can listen in on the phone as well as on the Blog Talk Radio Internet. Now, some of you have asked when you want to go back and listen to an archived message, they ask you for the number of the show. So we haven't been giving that, so let me give that to you today. Today's program is number 100. So when you want to call back to listen to the archived message, this is the number you call back to listen in to the previous message. You just add a 9 to the end of the phone number. So that's 701-801-1229, and then it'll ask for the show number, and today's is 100. So there you go for ways to connect with us. Always a special thank you to those of you who are sending in your generous donations. That truly keeps us here and going and able to bring you these messages and the newsletters. And, of course, a special thank you for the loving, supportive messages that you all send us. It is so appreciated. And with that, we'll welcome in Catherine and Christine and gather around for our show today. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Meg.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone. Well, thanks for all that. It does help, especially for new people, to have the information. So what an exciting time. Today is about giving. And every version of understanding what that means and what fifth-dimensional giving really means. So we have a very exciting lineup, which I think you're aware of, Meg. Oops, do we have you there, Meg?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I noticed at the beginning you cut out for a couple of seconds, but it sounds like it's okay now.
Yes.
Okay, so I will turn it over to you, and you can be our MC today and do the introductions, if you will.
All right, do we know who'd like to come first?
Michael, Archangel Michael.
Wonderful. And they will hand the talking stick at the end to whoever's next. So that would be wonderful. All right, wonderful. Well, with that, we'll welcome our beloved Christine, who brings in our brother Michael, and we'll say good afternoon. Welcome, Christine. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Meg. Hello, everyone. Yes, it's Christine and Michael. And we will speak as Michael. That's a hint for all of you. Well, we're talking about giving. So right out of the gate, I want to give you a tidbit, a gift, a warm hello in the form of a gem. I'm going to read a little cute poem that Christine's angels, yes, I was there too, prompted her to find because we knew it would make her laugh. Then the gem I have for you is how to better communicate and especially give and receive communications with your team, with your angels. First, this little poem called Another Day by G.K. Kingsley. Has your yearn to learn continued to burn? Has a part of your heart been forgiving? Has your drive to strive meant others will thrive? If so, 'twas a day worth living. All right. Now, the way all of you can communicate with your teams more easily is first of all, and you've heard this so many times before, but to be relaxed and set your intention to communicate with your teams. A good specific thing to have in mind is the quality you want to connect with, meaning fifth dimensional and higher. No need to connect with any team members residing lower than the fifth dimension unless you want to indulge in a bit more mess, a bit more difficulty, a bit more challenge, unnecessary challenge. Otherwise, you set your intention and your intent and your heart on communicating with us, your angelic team, your Galactic Federation of Light team, your family. Then you are sincerely willing to to acknowledge the response. It isn't that you can't hear us. It's that for this, that, or the other reason, you have dimmed down your own acknowledgement to hear our response. And we've said before, it may come in a warm feeling. It may come in a tickle. It may come because things seem to light up in a brighter manner. I'm going to do something along with this gift today. When you try to do this from here on out, all your teams are present on the call with you, whether you're listening in archives or later on down the road, there's only one now moment, and you're not getting less of a message or less of an opportunity, no matter when you listen to it. So whenever you're listening to this, know that I'm sending along a little extra added booster gift. And that is, let's turn up the volume on the response from your loving family and higher teams. So a tickle will really be a tickle. An image will come in so clear. A warm feeling will seem to, you might start to sweat. We're going to turn up the volume so that you can begin to feel exactly what it's like to know that you're receiving a message. Because here's what's already going on. You are receiving messages. You are getting the word. Then there's an extra step you've added in there, which is to discount what you just heard. So I'm going to leave it there for today with another teaser as far as this gem of listening to your teams go. In the coming shows, we are going to give a step-by-step how to channel, how to open up your channel. It will be part of the regular shows, and we are very excited about this. So today is the first step towards that, the first jewel in your new channeling, well, let's say they're jackets like Arcturian team leader wears when they heal Christine and Catherine to delight and amuse them. You now have your scout badge, the first jewel on your sash for opening your channeling in a brand new, permanent, and meaningful way. Now, let's get on to giving. I wanted to do that because it's such a part of our nature to give consciously, to give freely. What we're talking about right now is the giving that occurs from your heart. It is a quality that is in the fifth dimension and higher, and you regularly bring it to the surface of Earth. This loving, giving, it is one tremendous way you have all helped to build the rainbow bridge across the so-called dimensions. There, I see you all lighting up now, giving me your attention. How lovely, how close we can be when you join me back like that, giving your attention, giving your ear. Now, just as we said last week and many other times, nothing real can be destroyed. Similarly, nothing given in love is going to put you in any danger or jeopardy ever. If you are in love and giving your attention, you are safe. So giving depends on where you are coming from. And it's really, I've always liked this saying, it's really none of our business where the receiver is coming from. Except for this, we've also talked recently quite a bit about tuning. Another important component of giving. truly giving is to take into account where the other is. Now, don't reduce this down to people-pleasing, where you lose balance in order just to have the one on the other side of this exchange, no matter what, feel like they got what they wanted. No, this is much deeper. This is giving in a way that they truly need it. Now, Sananda is going to come and talk more about the details of this. I just wanted to introduce the concept and say, you are completely capable of this right now. Your inner knowing knows truly when giving is in balance, when giving is for the other. And no matter what you tell yourself, you know when you're giving to please yourself, even a little bit. This is not where the insight or the lessons are needed. Oh, no. You know, I know for myself, no matter what dimension I'm in, the quality of our giving. So this is where we tune to the other, just like we say hello in the higher dimensions. We do a very dignified, polite, gracious, non-invasive scan of each other. We immediately can realize then where the other is at. Are they very busy? Is their attention in many, many places? Perhaps they would like more privacy and discretion than closeness at that moment. But look, providing what the other truly needs is intimacy itself. There is nothing to draw two beings closer. Freely give. That doesn't mean chuck all your values out the window and give just in the name of what feels good in the shallow end of the pool. In other words, we're not trying to satisfy the small self, our little ego buddy that we somehow put in charge of the whole kit and caboodle when we came to Earth. That little ego has been stressed out, overused. The ego was intended to be a helpful, loving tool to navigate the lower dimensions. The lower self, the ego, was never meant to be fully in charge of the whole show. And that's very much what applies to giving as well. You're not going to give to satisfy. You're going to give from love to love. Remember, giving is simple. If it's not, you may want to look at what's going on. Giving is sets you and the other free because there is no expectation. Imagine if mother and father had blind expectations on giving us their honey love and we had to figure them out. And if we got them wrong, oh, what would happen? No more honey love? It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And it should be. And you are all at the point where, with the amount of light flooding Earth, with the amount of diligent work you've done, you know when something is a true gift or it is still, well, let's call it like it is, tainted a bit by the lower energies you're used to exchanging in. Giving is not a barter. Giving is an act of true freedom and pure love. give in a way that uplifts others, that speaks to their soul. It's not a formula. You're not looking for the new program to replace the old giving program. No. It's impossible. You want to remain fresh, looking at each new decision with clear eyes and a shining attitude, with curiosity. What would delight this one's heart right now? And remember, it isn't just something that is transferred. It is also something that you allow or don't allow. Perhaps sometimes a gift is not allowing something to be said. That is a gift as well, if it is given as a gift. Again, we are healing up what was, so we may claim what now is. So be honest with yourself. Don't muddy the waters by saying to yourself, well, you're doing it on behalf of the good for that other person. Drop all that. You are capable of simply being truthful in this moment and actually giving what blesses and benefits another. It is so simple. I will leave you with this. The first gift, perhaps, to give is the gift of awareness to yourself. Allow yourself to be aware and clear. It may just simply mean telling yourself the truth, how you feel about something, what your agenda is. Once you are truthful to yourself about yourself, you may easily be aware in what you give to yourself, to others, and to this healing world. Well, I just wanted to pop on for a bit. Really, this show could have been called Giving, Receiving, Redeeming, and Resurrection. We called it Giving because if you get this piece, you've got all the rest. Now, I am going to introduce our brother Owen, who Meg will be channeling. But before I go, I give you this. I emanate my essence to each of you as an offering of togetherness, harmony, joy, humor, and fun. We are doing it. Reclaim your ability to give. I am your brother, Michael. I love you dearly. And now, I pass the talking stick to our Owen.
Thank you, Michael. This is Meg, just for a second, and then I will bring in Owen. I just wanted to say thank you, Michael, for this, and say how helpful this lesson and what your words have meant to me in my healing practice. I used to have all this information that I thought would help this person, and I would do this information dump when I would see them, and their eyes would glass over, and they start to check out. And I started to, when I became aware of awareness and what that can mean for my practice. I learned what tuning to a person was. I'm really grateful for your message today, and it just reinforces how different I am in my practice when I bring that awareness and tuning and I receive information on what would be helpful to that person and in giving in love as opposed to what I think they need. So it's meant the world to me. So thank you again for that. And now I welcome Owen. Hello, dear family. Oh, I draw close to you. I am your Owen, your brother, your family. Healing what was, going to call on those words from my brother Michael. Healing what was. In giving, the word give, I love to play with words. I love language. I love the uses of language. It's fun. It's a game. It's so interesting to me. And what comes to mind with the word give is its uses in our languages. Now, I know many people around the world are listening. I'll just make reference to Meg's words in her English language, but I'm sure all around the world you'll be able to think about the word give in your language and apply these same questions. Language is a tool for our awakening. It can be used to ascend and it can be used to descend, like the analogy of the cake we had in our previous show, where we're all in the cake together and we have the dense layers near the bottom and we have the higher fluffy layers near the top. It can be the same for the frequency and vibrations of words. And what we're healing is also our language and our uses of our language as we come into integrity of our thoughts and our words and our actions. So think about the way we use the word give. We can use the word give up, the phrase. What does it mean to give up? Well, that's interesting. That means I give up. I don't know the answer. I failed. I throw my hands up. But that's interesting to me. Or the use of the phrase give in. I give in. I give up. Very interesting how we take this beautiful word, give, from the heart and use it in different ways to mean something in the lower dimensional energies. Or maybe I give out. I give over to. I think we can come up with lots of ways that we can see how this word can be used to raise our vibrations, to come from the heart, to imbue this word with higher dimensional energies, and the way we can use this word for something it wasn't meant to be used for, to separate us. So I offer you this way of looking, bringing our awareness to the words we use, as a way of drawing us closer together and giving our words the intention from the heart. Like Michael said, to give freely, to give lovingly, and giving with the knowledge of who we are. We are love. You are love. You are me. So when we give, it's really to the one, to each other, to ourselves. That's beautiful. It changes the whole dynamic. The whole idea of giving and receiving is one. How rich that feels to me. How easy that is to share when it's with each other, with ourselves. So healing this word, I like that. Imbuing it with our heart's intention of sharing and giving from who we are, which is love, that knowing that we are all connected. So I draw my awareness to my use of words And I invite you to do that. Give a thought to what we use and the energy that we imbue it with as a form of a way to connect each other across the Rainbow Bridge and with each other here. And I leave you with new words, giving from this place of plenty, not the limited way that sometimes we feel our resources are, but giving from the new knowledge of the truth of we are plenty. We have unlimited resources. We have oodles and oodles. That was my favorite. We have oodles to share, to give with each other, and to lift up in that higher dimensional understanding of the richness that we all live in. That was fun for me to think about, fun for me and Meg to think about today. So I hope it was for you too. I'll leave you with that gem. Thank you, Michael. I love you all. I am your Owen. And I pass the talking stick, I believe, to our dear brother Sananda, unless someone else would like to come in first. Welcome.
Hi, Meg. This is Catherine. We have a little visit, I believe, coming up from Saint Germain, who would like to come talk to us just for a brief moment. He has something he wants to share with us. So I'm going to pass this to Saint Germain. Welcome, Saint Germain.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Meg. Hello, everyone. Yes, of course I wanted to pop in and say something on giving. As the global currency reset, the revaluation of currencies across the globe, the RV, continues to surge forward. I wanted to come and say, please, I, Saint Germain, your beloved brother, ask you to give in a way that increases all of prosperity. Now contemplate this. If you've already done so, which many of you have to an incredible level, you've looked at it, you've contemplated it, you've made already amazing choices that will lift this surface earth up, up and away. And if you haven't, take a long look, a deep look now while the time is still yours. If you have looked, look again with fresh eyes. I really like that, to be fresh. Each time you give, be fresh. And give in a way that is not just increasing abundance. If you choose abundance, to focus on abundance, be sure and be clear about what abundance you're picking. We've had an abundance of lack on the surface of Earth. We've had an abundance of suffering. We're not choosing those anymore. I like prosperity. Within prosperity is freedom, is peace, is joy for all. What does it mean to give with no strings attached? I'll give you a hint of what I'm talking about. You may have boundaries when you give. For example, some of you I know are going to say in your gift letters, as you give to others and you write a personal note saying what the gift that you're giving, some will say, this gift is given to you freely. And I would encourage you to go ahead and give 25% of it on to others to keep the giving going. Or you may say, please don't ask me for more money. Or you may say, this is yours. Do with it what you will. It's all right to have clarity. In fact, it's fantastic. It's all right to have a structure that you're operating from. You have done so much work to prepare for this day of grace on earth. It would be prosperous of you to pass on some of the lessons you have been able to embody, to understand, and to claim. But giving with no strings attached is what our Michael has already alluded to. You give in a way that it is so ripe with gift energy, the energy of love, that your expectations don't reach into the other's reactions or behaviors. They are free beings, after all. We here in the company of heaven have utterly respected your free will, and we have trusted you to learn your lessons and claim love after all, and you have not disappointed. Now we are asking you to turn around and be the example of the same on the surface of earth. Trust others. Give them the insight of why you're involved in this. Give them the model for how they can perhaps give. Let them feel the joy and the freedom of it. But then give with no strings attached. Give so that they may learn their lessons. Because you know what that does is it makes their wins their own, where they can stand straight and tall again. Lesson learned. Gift given. Oh, we have here little Firefly. She's so dear to me. And she's come to see me. She's quite quiet normally. She'll speak a little bit here and there in the family. But now she's just talking and talking and talking. We're so delighted to see each other and feel each other's energy so close. Taking a moment to acknowledge her. Here in the family, they call her the generous soul, the gentle soul. All of the animals in this family and in yours are generous souls. My, they can show us all the true meaning of prosperity. Look at how they give. What a perfect lesson little Firefly the cat brings us today on giving in a way that increases prosperity. She is opening our hearts. She doesn't have a pile of money to give, but who needs it in her presence? Give consciously. Give from your heart. Give in a way that uplifts others. And give to increase all of prosperity, freedom, peace, joy, wonder, and light on earth. I'm Saint Germain, with you every step of this magnificent process. Now my brother Sananda is on deck to receive the talking stick. I think first we'll pass it to Meg and Catherine, and then Sananda will come. Hold the light, hold the line. We're close. I am your Saint Germain.
Thank you, Saint Germain.
Hi, it's Catherine. Oh, thank you, Saint Germain. And thank you, little Firefly. She is such a generous little soul and wanted to say hello. Okay. So, I love to hear what you have to say after we hear such an interesting group of messages, Meg. And I also want to just say I'm so moved by what everyone has said so far. The words may sound simple, but those messages you've already heard were so chock full of deep understandings and important nuances that I'm going to listen to this message probably 10 times, because the things that have already been said are just so profound and important going into this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you all so far.
Yes, I'm just, I continue to be struck by the lesson that I continue to learn every day is to tune in. It was Che Kumara that really gave us that, yes, that added his own energy to that truth last week. And I've really taken that to a deeper level of without words, tuning, just being with the person, whether it's on the phone or an email or in person, and just tuning. I was so grateful. And there's so much. We're not just tuning with them. We're also in our pillars tuning. So all our teams are helping us. Their twin flames are helping us. Their higher self is with us. So we're tuning into so much more that can inform our interaction for their highest good, for the highest good of all of us. It's so helpful to me to hear that again and again.
Yes. Oh, everything you said is really, it just helps to weave the tapestry even more. So I'm looking forward to what Sananda has to say about this. But yeah, I was really deeply affected by the idea of tuning as well. This is Catherine, of course. And I've been thinking a lot about that since Che brought us that gem.
Mm-hmm.
And as Owen was talking about the meaning of the word, I was connecting with that giving without tuning is not giving. It's forcing something on someone else that is your idea of what they should have or some version of that.
Mm-hmm.
So every gift requires tuning to the other person, who they really are, what they really need, what they really want. And it may not be what we want. So that's real freedom, to be able to tune to what someone else wants and offer it to them, even if it wasn't the gift that you would have thought to give them.
That was so helpful. Like Michael said, what would delight this heart? Oh, I wrote that. To be able to come up, oh, I just get chills, to come up to someone with my energy and just say in my heart, what would delight this heart? Oh, my gosh. What a wonderful way of interacting, what intimacy that provides us. Thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. All right, I'm going to step aside and give the talking stick to Sananda.
Wonderful. Welcome, Brother Sananda. Welcome.
Hello, dear Meg. Hello, Christine. Everyone on this call. I am Sananda. And, oh, I see your bright faces, your bright lights. What a wonderful subject we have here. What a fabulous time it is that our most important topics, our most important learnings are now about giving. What a shift this is from the time of lack and want, when we can concentrate fully, raise our hearts to be enthusiastic and to reach for a kind of perfection. Now, as we've said before, willingness is perfection. So we're reaching for the most wonderful way to give, the most delightful way, the most thrilling way to give. Ah, what a shift this is, isn't it? And what a wonderful thing to look forward to give most brilliantly. What a wonderful thing to think about and to concentrate on and to look deeply at all the ways that we can give beautifully from the heart. We can't say that too many times. A true gift is a gift from your heart. It's even a gift of your heart and with your heart, between you and the other person's heart. It's all about love. And so as you search deeply and think profoundly about what giving means, feel how your heart expands. Feel the delight. And feel mother and father's light shining down on you, the honey love pouring down on all of us. They are ecstatic about the coming delights, about all the ways that you are going to feel tickled, pleased, delighted, and fulfilled. Yes, fulfilled. Look how many words we have to describe the delight of being of service to others, of giving with your heart. Those are the things we want to think about now. As we walk across this beautiful rainbow bridge hand in hand, we are leaving behind all the old issues, all the old habits, all the ways of thinking about things that kept us in a lower vibration. Now, something very interesting happened today. As Catherine and Christine were asking for the perfect song, they like to ask Michael and me to look for just the right song to play at the beginning and at the end of their program. And do you know, we really couldn't find the perfect song that talked about giving. And truly, we tried. There are many songs that have giving in the title. But as Owen was suggesting, many of them, most of them, involved suffering or sacrifice. In fact, in your language, the word giving almost always implies sacrifice. That is not what being of service to others means. It doesn't mean you bleed for the other person or you give up something that you need and you want and give it over to them because they need it and they want it. Oh, no. That is what the Anunnaki wanted you to believe, that giving hurts. Give till it hurts? No. Give till you feel exuberant, fulfilled, delighted, enthusiastic. We are leaving all of that behind. Where I want you to think about this phrase, giving up. That means giving to mother and father. They are up. We are up. And we want to invite you up as well. Allow this opportunity, this glorious opportunity that you've all been given, to filter deeply into yourselves the opportunity to be of real service. Michael's words are so beautiful. This kind of giving brings everyone freedom and joy. Yes. This kind of giving is a big yes. Yes to mother and father's love. Yes to being one with the person, the being, the group, the animals that you wish to gift. To gift. That's a nice way of thinking of it. It shortens the whole description to your heart. You and your heart acknowledge the other's heart. That's all that's needed. I also wish to offer some accolades and some messages of gratitude to those that we have worked with so long about this process. Of course, to Saint Germain. Of course, we want to recognize everyone, all of you. If only I could say every name of everyone listening, that would give me great pleasure. But for now, I would like to mention one that I have worked with for quite some time. His name is John Smallman. And I wish to thank him for the gift that he has given of his beautifully offered channelings. He channels me as Jesus, and he does it with such integrity, such heart and generosity, that I wish to thank him right now. Of course, there are many others who've done a very good job, but John, thank you, dear friend, for being constant, steady, and always loving. That is the definition of generosity. To offer your service in the way that you're able, to use your gifts to the highest level you can reach, that is a gift. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with money. Now, there are so many ways to look at this topic, so many things to leave behind. I'll mention a few. I've already talked a little bit about all the ways that we've corrupted the idea of giving by talking about sacrifice and suffering and lack and so on. But what we're looking for now is healing of all those things. Healing those ideas, those ways of thinking, of behaving. And we must appreciate, truly appreciate with great compassion, that this is not an easy task because so many of you have been immersed in this culture that talks about giving in this way. So we're challenging you, all of you, to reach higher, move beyond everything you've been taught about this, everything, to be truly fresh, as Michael said, truly fresh in your approach. There is a way of thinking about giving that our dear friend Sanat Kumara has talked about. He says there should be one word, give and take. One word. Because it is a reciprocal experience. It is, in order for it to be delightful, it is two people participating in a gift. And to receive with your heart is the other half of the gift. So the receiver is just as important as the giver. We'll talk more about that in the future, but think of it that way. Give and take. Give and take. That makes it harmony. And as our Chase said, tuning. So what we're pointing toward here is the choice to be absolutely free of expectations, of things you've memorized, things you've learned, things you've studied, everything you've been told about what giving is, and instead choose to be free, to be fresh, to be kind, and to participate fully in the gift that you give. Now you see, I am talking about something very different from just writing a check and sending it off to a charity. There's nothing wrong with that, but it wouldn't have the effect of your participation, your heart, your real involvement in what you're doing. And that's the exciting part. Use your talents, your gifts, your heart to give in the most profound way you can. And that is how you will raise the vibration on this planet. Every single one of you, every single gift you give, will raise the vibration for all. Now that's a project worth taking part in, isn't it? Let's talk about Tara for a moment, our beloved Tara. Talk about giving. Dear Tara, she has persevered with such generosity, with such heart, loving every one of you, providing everything you have, everything you see. That is giving. And she has done it freely. What a model she is for all of us. She would give the last of her strength to provide the energy, the air you breathe, the food you eat. And many times she has done so. She has thrived when those who walk upon her acknowledge her, send her love. Those moments are very precious to her. Like all of us, when we are seen, when we feel the participation of another's heart, it is strengthening to both of us. It's not that we need recognition or acknowledgement. That's not it at all. It's the energy, the exchange of love that envelops us, that warms us, that inspires us. It's what keeps us going, you might say. It's our fuel, this exchange that we share with one another. And of course, with mother and father. They are the source of all this beauty and sparkling light. And when we share with one another, it's more than giving. It's a part of our being. It is what we're made of. This ability to give, to delight in feeling another's delight. Empathy, compassion, we have all kinds of ways of thinking about it. But you know that feeling of being a part of something wonderful. That's what we are all walking into now, that delight in being together, in seeing this wonderful project through. It is anything but a project or a chore. It is a celebration. The essence of these days is the celebration of love and light. And to celebrate it until there is nothing else but love, light, laughter, and freedom. That is where we're all going together. Now, we've talked about freedom. The freedom to give, the freedom to love. You probably remember, probably everyone knows that very simple old song, Give Peace a Chance. I've seen, this is just a little aside joke. I've seen a very cute little onesie that a baby was wearing, and it had a picture of a pea vine on it, and it said, give peas a chance. Well, that wasn't what we were thinking of when we wrote the song, but it is very funny. So it's very much related, you know, to the idea of giving. Peace. Peace is the gift of love to all on the planet. When all on the planet feel our love, we will have peace. When all on the planet, all the kingdoms, the elementals, the animals, and of course the humans, when all have been touched by the gift of love, we will have peace. And peace in every heart. This is our goal, beloved ones. What more could we ask for? In creating a paradise that we have all yearned for and envisioned, primary in that vision is the sense of peace and harmony that our love will bring to every soul. Every single soul in this world and beyond, we offer the gift of peace, the gift of love. We cannot give more than that or more perfectly than that. This is our gift. Love, peace, harmony, and joy. This is real service. Real change. Because you know, as we've pointed out today, this world has been anchored, truly chained to the ideas that sacrifice and suffering are inevitable, are honorable, are necessary to life on earth. Oh no, beloved ones. No matter what your current conditions, it is not necessary to suffer. Before I close, I want to give you the example of our dear Christine. There are few who have been asked to serve in the way that she has. Now, she's, of course, feeling a little shy as I'm talking about this, but she'll forgive me. She knows that I only use her as the example because it is apparent to so many of you how much work she has done, and that much of this work, the transmuting work that she's been doing, has involved real pain, physical pain, processing the dark energies, the toxic goo, the thoughts and beliefs and energies of the planet that have been so dark. Now, in the process, let me begin by saying I am not saying this so that you will feel sorry for Christine. Just the opposite. You see, that would be acknowledging that suffering is always connected with pain. It is not. For Christine, it never is. She has taken on this project with all her strength and all her willingness. And as she has walked through it, even though it created, at times, nearly unbearable physical pain, she always kept her hand in mine. She always reached for mother and father. Every millisecond, she acknowledged that this was her gift, that this was her pleasure, her willingness to give her strength, to give her intelligence, to give her heart to this project, knowing that it was so important, that it was having an effect. Although she would have done it even if she had no idea what the effect would be. But in her heart, she knows, because she's so connected with mother and father and with me, she knows that we would never ask her to do something that would not use her abilities to the utmost and provide the greatest good for all. So as she gave this gift, she knew in her heart at every moment that this was truly for the greater good. And that is I'm telling you this, not simply to praise her, which of course I enjoy doing, but also to show those of you who may have been worried or concerned, she is not suffering. She is joyful, even in the face of the greatest pain. Catherine looks at her with wonder at times as she simply marches on through the most difficult challenges that have to do especially with physical pain. It's something that on planet Earth we have not been taught how to do. We have not even been shown that there is a possibility that pain does not imply struggle or suffering. It's simply physical pain. And every moment that she is moving through a particular challenge, she has me on one hand, mother and father on the other, and she's also connecting with 10 toes to her Arcturian healing team. So that every pain is given over to mother and father and to the healing team to wash away, to heal, and then she moves on. So there's never a lingering worry, which of course is what suffering is. It's being afraid of the pain. So there's no lingering sense for her, oh, this hurt a lot and I'm remembering how much it hurt. Never. She moves on. And the moment it's healed, she moves on to some other delight, some gift, like a walk in the sunshine or a beautiful meal or a snuggle with her Che. And always she thanks us. It's our way of confirming. We thank each other always. We feel tremendous gratitude to Christine, to Catherine, to Meg, to every single one of you, every transmuter on her team, on our big team, every light bearer whose job is equally important, because for every transmuter there must be a light bearer, someone to hold their hand, someone to anchor them, to keep the balance. We see it, you know. If you're walking out on the limb, you better be holding the hand of the person who's holding on to the trunk. That's what a light bearer does. So that every single being, animals, vegetables, trees, insects, every being on this planet is taking part right now in this process of raising the light on planet Earth. We talked about tarot. We talked about all the ways there are to give. We've talked about you and how you're going to open your hearts and open your minds to a completely new concept of what life can be and of what giving can be and of what service really is. So each of you, lift your expectations, your hearts, to know that when you give, it is for a millisecond. And each millisecond of that experience is new. And in each millisecond of every action you take, you can expand. And as you expand, you're in a new place. And will experience it new. This is what makes life so exciting. So varied. So unique. Every moment is new. Every gift is new. Every moment of you is new. think of it, beloved ones. You are growing. You are evolving. You become brighter and brighter every moment. I celebrate every one of you. I congratulate you. I thank you. You know, we have that saying, from the bottom of my heart. I mean it. The bottom of your heart is where you live. It's where you live with mother and father. And every one of you have that place in your heart. Even if you've haven't even peeked into that place before in this life, you still have it there. Even if you weren't aware of it, there in the bottom of your heart, are you the true you who is made of love and mother and father with you? Yes, you're making a picture of that. I can see. You and mother and father there in your heart. Now, dear ones, every time you give a gift, give it from the bottom of your heart, as I do. I love you all. I am your Sananda. Namaste, all. Namaste.
Oh, thank you, Sananda. My gosh, that was very full. So many topics touched on. So many different energies shared with us and ideas of how to connect with this even deeper than we already have. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, yes, and thank you, Meg. What fun to have you channeling Owen and Christine channeling Michael, and then we take turns and we have all these possibilities open to us. What a fun time this is.
Oh, and I look forward to everybody hearing from Michael and Christine and all the messages about connecting more and channeling more than they already do. Because you do. Everyone listening, you do realize you do channel, right?
Yes, so exactly.
Let's just make sure everybody starts from that point. So it's just going to be an increase on what you already do, which is great. More so wonderful. Thanks for that. We look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're just going to keep on rolling because they come up with all kinds of wonderful ideas about what's to be in the next show. And sometimes they have two or three shows that sound so fun. We let them boil it down to what they feel is the most important thing for this moment in time. So that's what we bring, what they tell us is the best possible gift from them at any given moment. So, well, there was much. Are you there, Meg? I hear you cutting out a little. Yep.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm going to add one small thing that Sananda and Michael and everyone as Saint Germain has talked about in the past. When Michael and Sananda and everybody was talking about being fresh and new and seeing a way of giving that is completely different from what we've ever done before. It's so tempting for everybody to try to find a new formula, a new sort of blanket way that we could memorize or that we could practice or that we could get right. And I think this is what they've been trying to present for us by doing it themselves, by being it themselves. They're teaching us to truly be completely free. And that means you may not know from one second to the next how you're going to respond or what the other person will need or what will be the best way to go forward. But we have such tremendous instincts, tremendous intuition, intelligence, heart. We don't need a program. We don't need a plan even. Of course, you know, we make some, and going forward, we'll have to have a few plans, but not a plan for how you're going to feel or what the other person is going to think. Simply the freedom to experience every moment in the fullest possible way, in all the richness that that moment provides. And in doing that, we are undoing the programming that we've all lived under for so long. Every step of the way, we're undoing the programs. And I'm working flat out on this issue to dig deeply, to find every residue, every thought that has some link to some old programming. So initially, it helps to kind of be a little relentless when you go after these things. But of course, that relentlessness always has a laugh behind it. So you can joke with yourself when you find yourself falling face first into some old program. So you just pull yourself out of it and you go, oops, and brush yourself off and really just look and give it a laugh. Go, okay, done with that. Now I'm going on to discover new ways of giving. And when you think about giving this way, you'll see it will cover everything. Every issue you ever needed to look at will be there for you. So enjoy it. Enjoy the triumph of moving, being free, being fresh, doing something brand new for you and others. It's so exciting. Okay, so I'm going to go back to John Denver's beautiful song. And wish everybody a giving week. And plenty of good practice. So thank you, Meg. Thank you, Christine. Thanks, everybody. We feel your energy feeding back to us more and more all the time. I can look out across however this is. I can't explain it, but across the energy fields to feel all of you. I feel when you laugh. I feel when you cry. And it, like Sananda said, it nourishes us. So I hope everybody's feeling well nourished. And fulfilled. And we look forward to our next show. I believe it'll be next Sunday. But of course, we always send out our notices so that everyone is certain when we'll be here. So here we go for now. See you all soon. Oh, by the way, I am still transcribing last week's show, but it will be out in a newsletter that will be jam-packed full of wonderful channelings and information. And it's very exciting. So look forward to our next newsletter, everybody. We're thinking of you. So long.
Goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Like night in a fall. Drown in your laughter. Let me die.